guys, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but the signage is coming this week. It was late at the printers. That's why it's not already there.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
I knew she said she was going to do some. Okay, you ready?
We'll get our meeting started with Stan. Do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May the clerk call the roll.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Srilek.
Here. I need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, March 21st.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Srilek.
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll, please.
General Administration, $27,889.84. Police, $14,789.55. Fire, $4,384.97. Street, $4,497.89. Parks, $1,487.48. Public health and safety, -$45.87. Emergency services, $3,750. Police and fire commission, $1,575. Liability insurance, $180. Garbage, $80.25. Cemetery, $267.49. Water operations, $27,095.40. Sewer operations, $4,338.29. Water deposits, $975. Clinton Sanitary District, $48,578.37. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $348,000.53.
You want to make a motion to approve the bills and payroll, Tom?
Yes, I do.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Srilek.
Yes. Move down to petitions and communications. Mr. Ware, you want to talk to the council?
Yes.
You want to state your name, please, for us?
Sure. My name is Christopher Ware. I live at 621 West Leander in Clinton, and I'd like to address the council on non-highway vehicles, the golf carts. When you're ready. All right. I wrote you a letter, and you guys all have that. And basically, I would like to see the city council expand the use of golf carts in the community by allowing golf carts to be used more than past sunset. I'm going to have to leave here this meeting at 7:24 to get home to comply with the ordinance. So I can't take my golf cart out to the grocery store, to a friend's house, or run an errand. So I would just like to go on record that I would like to see the golf cart ordinance changed to allow for expanded hours. We have times of inflation, and the cost of fuel is really getting high. And in the bottom part, it says 100 plus, make that 20 to 30 people. I was wrong with that. I checked with Ben before. So do you guys have any questions?
How late are you wanting for the ordinance to go?
I would say probably no later than 10. I mean, I think that if you're going to be running errands and running around, it'd be like 10 o'clock. I mean, it's up to you guys, but I don't think, I'm fine with the early, you know, at daybreak, but I think at nighttime, I think it just needs to be expanded a little bit longer.
We talked about this at the last meeting.
That's why I came up here.
And that's something that we were looking at, because I think we all have seen that it's worked out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for one, was talking about, you know, making it a little longer. I didn't know, we haven't really sat down to do anything mm-hmm. about the timing or how late, but, you know, I just like you're saying, you have to be 18 years of old. We have to take and, you know, make sure mm-hmm. that, you know, responsible. The chief, you know, he's expressed some of the issues, so we're looking at both sides. Mm-hmm. But we did look at that in the very last meeting, and we were discussing, so mm-hmm. it was good that you came forward. And,
yeah,
I'm sure that we'll have others yeah. that will have the same things that they want to bring up.
So. I know the three or four people that continually ride on my street, Leander Street, out in Hillcrest. It joins Hillcrest. We've sat and talked about, you know, loving to see this expand to, so take for instance, if you want to come up to a city council meeting and you know it's going to go past 7:15, 7:30, you can still come up here in your golf cart. I mean, I just think that that's a more of an accommodation for people getting around.
Hopefully we'll be seeing some of the events on the square also, which I'd like to be able to see people come up and mm-hmm. not be restricted to have to go home
exactly.
about the time
yeah.
it's starting. And I
think the golf court ordinance is very a fair ordinance. I mean, I don't have any problems with crossing over a state highway. I'd never go on a state highway, drive on a state highway. I mean, I think it's pretty cut and dry. I mean, I carry with me a double-sided sheet with the city ordinance there, right in there, so I always know what the law is in Clinton. So, all right.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention
all
and
right.
helping with that.
Thank you.
We can put it on the agenda for next meeting and make a decision. Anybody else that you've talked to about time-wise, Kenny?
I've had people talk to me not only about this, but also about UTVs, but I know that's something we were pretty much against to begin with, but that's something we mm-hmm. may talk about again, too, so.
You have talked to anybody about time?
Last night, one caught me, but no time was thrown out there.
Okay. The only discussion I had was with a couple people. They wanted to, like, if they go to a football game,
mm-hmm.
and they'd like to use their cart, and it's a little later. They were talking more like 11. So we got to discuss it and figure out what you want to do.
Well, I know some certain times of year, too, like, Nate Innes, I'll just use him for Patty. You know, in the beginning, they kind of wanted to go longer anyway, because, like, Patty was driving hers to work all the time, and she couldn't drive it to work sometimes a year, because by the time she got off at 5 o'clock, it was too late to go back. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, we'll put it on next meeting, and we'll make a decision, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody else want to come and want to state your name for us?
Seth Reddington.
Thanks, Seth.
I've come up here months and months in a row, ask all kinds of questions. I was wondering if you guys have answers. Now, each and every one of you council members have the right to look into any questions that's asked. There's a lot. And every time you look at something, more pops up. So last week I come up here, looked at some records. October the 17th, the day the police report was made, Dan Ballinger was getting gas in his personal vehicle. He was still collecting time on a fire call. Is that accurate?
No.
Response. I fully requested a bunch of stuff on January the 18th. Received a letter, take 21 days because it was too much. That's fine. 21 days turned into about 60. I requested some documents on Commissioner Ballinger. I received a letter from
Darren.
The one before, the Tim Falwell commissioner or city administrator, around $480 is what it cost. So I asked the same thing. Now it exceeds $2,000. Double-sided for the pages. Well, if you take 480 and 480, quick mass, 960, far cry from $2,000. To me, it just seems that they don't want to accommodate anything. I sent a FOIA request all supporting documents on the City of Clinton Fire Department, specifically the ranks, chain of command, in the department. So I got a list, and it's got Commissioner Ballinger as commissioner on that department. But if you go through Chapter 13 of your guys' ordinance, fire department, states right here, there is hereby established an executive department, city government, which shall be known as the Clinton Fire Department. The fire department shall be under the supervision and control of the commissioner of public health and safety and shall consist of one fire chief, two assistants, and such other officers as the city council may from time to time provide. So the question I have is, have you guys, in an open meeting, made another position on the fire department as a commissioner? Just curious. State's right here. Right here's the paper. The city of Clinton provided it. Says commissioner's rank. Who approved that?
You're looking at the bylaws on the fire department?
Yeah, it's right. Okay. It's under
Okay. Their
statutes.
Yeah, the commissioner.
The city of Clinton.
Commissioner brings the names forward. We just vote on them, but there's no other appointments other than what you're reading right there.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, okay, by this sheet, it says right here, there's a commissioner on the rank. How'd that end up there? Did you as a council vote to make him a rank on that department? I don't think so. I FOIA'd the city, and asked about on-call pay. What's the fireman make their wage on call? And it said there is no on-call pay. Well, on-call pay means when your pager goes off, when you get called to duty, that's call. Your ordinance under section 2.8 for compensation.
Actually, sir, that's really not correct. On-call is in fireman term is a provision where a fireman is off duty but has to make himself available for call. Different from when they are called in and respond and start doing the duties of the fireman.
Okay. But any FOIA officer knows that they can call and ask that question. What's the hourly rate? That's all I wanted to know.
I didn't see that in your request.
When you go on call, when you're called to duty, what are you getting paid?
Your question related to what is the on call, and we don't have on call status for
okay.
volunteer firemen.
So when you read this statute, any person answering a call, attending a meeting, training session, or other call activity. To me, there are several things that says call in that sentence. Shall be paid at the rate established by the city of Clinton, Illinois. So, I mean, we can go around this six ways from Sunday. Oh, I want to know what's the hourly rate. It's not that hard, but if you read that sentence, it says, or other call activities. I was just going off your ordinance and use that word call.
On call, like I said, it's a different word, on call. As far as the rate the firemen are paid, I don't know. We can get you that information.
Okay.
Additionally, you know, the section you read, 113-1, that's part of the city ordinance. And that's where it says that the Commissioner of Public Health and Safety has the supervision and control of the department. That's why he would show up on the list that you're talking about.
Okay.
He's also a volunteer fireman.
Okay. Let's look at the haunted house. I'm kind of curious about. I request all city payroll hours turned in and by whom was paid for work done in connection with the haunted house on Washington Street, Clinton, Illinois for 2021. I sent this on 12/21 of 2021. I'll start. We'll go, the first day of it was 10/8/21, and there was 12 hours turned in. 4 hours for Commissioner Ballinger. But on the invoice for billing purposes, there was only 4 hours billed out. The second day, 10/9/21, Commissioner Ballinger turned in 4 hours time, 8 hours by somebody else. The invoice sheet only shows 4 hours billed out. 10/15/2021, 4 hours by Commissioner Ballinger, 8 hours by somebody else. That day only 4 hours was billed out. 10/16, 4 hours, Commissioner Ballinger, 5 hours by an employee, 10 hours by another employee. On that day, for billing purposes, two people at 5.5 hours, 5.5 hours. 10/22, 4 hours by Commissioner Ballinger, 8 hours by somebody else, 4 hours by somebody else. 4 hours, Commissioner Ballinger, 8 and 4. It says there was two employees, 6 and 4. 6 hours and 4 hours. On the 23rd, 4 hours, Commissioner Ballinger, 4 hours, another employee, and another employee, 8 hours. For billing purposes, 6 hours and 4 hours. Grand total on those days, because the city didn't provide me with the other days, was 87 hours turned in. But for billing purposes on those days, there was only 43 hours billed. Just those days, they were billed $1,118. Commissioner Ballinger collected $624 other employees, $494 is what they collected. My question is, Commissioner Edmonds might be a good one to ask, did the city pay all these other hours at this $26 an hour? If so, why did taxpayer money go to city employees that was farmed out, not doing city work? There's still two other days that was billed for 4 hours. Now, on November 15th, 2021, I request daily payroll for Dan Ballinger for the month of September and October. Daily hours, and for the fire department calls as a fireman, city employee. What I received shows 10-8, 10-9, 10-15, 10-16, 10-22, 10-23, 10-24, and 10-30. 4 hours every day. And it's labeled haunted house. There again, the haunted house only ran 4 hours. Shy of 4 hours. But yet there's city employees turning in 8 hours, 10 hours, quite a bit. What's the reasoning? Commissioner Ballinger, do you have an answer? Also, on this invoice, pay receivable. What's pay receivable? Who collects? To me, it would be pay receivable, Commissioner Ballinger. Authorized by Commissioner Ballinger. Attorney Myers, I got a question for you. You got a city commissioner that's a fireman that's changing wages. Any wages, the way I understand it, has to be voted on by this council. Did this council vote on changing these wages for these men? Commissioner Ballinger, did you just take it upon yourself to do that? My question is, I come up here and ask all kinds, legitimate questions. Can't get one answer. There's enough right here that this needs addressed. This needs looked at. You inserted yourself on that department. Did you, when you come back on the department, did you get voted on? Did you serve your probation like it says in here? Those are all legitimate questions. Can't get one answer. City government's supposed to be transparent. I do have one last question before I leave and I'm done. Commissioner Ballinger, do you still possess a city fuel card? And since October 17th, 2021, have you used that fuel card? If there's no wrongdoing, you'd still be doing it. But not one time since that day have I seen that red pickup of yours up there getting fuel. Does anybody have any questions for me? Sorry I couldn't be well-dressed tonight. Some of us work for a living and make it when we can. Thank you.
Anybody else in the audience want to address the council? We'll move on down. I don't have anything for this evening. Streets and public improvement.
All I got is we're going to start our spring cleanup, or cleanup, city cleanup is going to be months of May and June. The hours up to landfill, you can come up here, you can come up here and get a voucher. And the hours are going to be Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 3 o'clock. And there's only going to be one Saturday this year, and that's June 4th from 4 to 7. 7 to 1. And everybody that gets one of these vouchers has to be a citizen, not resident of the city of Clinton. And like I said, you have to come up here and see Cheryl about getting the voucher, so you can start doing that now. And that's all I have.
Still okay. Just one pickup truck load?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just one pickup load.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Public property?
I don't have a whole lot. As see in the new business, we are looking at the yearly rate of the water. We always try to take and do that every year. This year, we're looking at a 4% increase, but we do that so we don't get behind. There were one time we got pretty far behind and we had to take and actually increase quite a bit. And so we try to do it every year, look at what the costs are, and it's like everybody else, everything keeps going up. Everything to run that plant keeps going up, the lime and everything else that we use, and people like to get raises, and yeah, it's the same as everything else. We have to take and adjust it accordingly, so that'll be coming up in the next meeting. We're putting on file tonight and we'll put it on. And then in the last couple meetings, I've talked about the computer system. We're looking at the whole new drive system for the water plant. That's what runs everything, keeps it automated. We've got a bid coming in. They're working on it right now. Should be there. And we just had a couple of questions, but we'll put that on file at the next meeting. So, but that's all I have for this evening.
Okay. Health and safety?
Yeah, I've got a couple things. First of all, the little building on the square, people's ask what it's there. It's there for a CASA. It's an organization out of Decatur. It's a raffle they're doing. And they are getting signage to put up there so people will know what it was. Steve Lobb said it just didn't get done in time. So it'll be up there pretty quick to buy raffle tickets and so forth. And the second thing is the Girl Scouts approach us for Downey Park to use a little section down there for their troops to put one of the little library houses up down there, and a little bench there and a little landscaped area. They'd like about a 10-foot square, and Steve Lobb had no problem with it. I have no problem with it. Lloyd Francis looked at it and he has no problem with it, but I wanted to ask you guys what you thought.
Be a good project for them.
And if it ends where they don't take care of it, you just clean it out and put grass back. But it will not go in until after the new playground equipment is, so it's all fits together. So,
where's the location?
It'll be on the north or the south side, right alongside the street, about halfway between the corner to corner. There's a guy wire running right in that area, and it's right by the little pavilion.
Okay.
So, and they're going to do all the funding on it and take care of it. The Girl Scouts are supposed to take care of it.
I seen something about it on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, I called her back and I told her, I said, you guys are moving a little too fast. We haven't even talked about it yet, so.
That's what they're doing, what was on Facebook?
Yes.
A little sidewalk and a bench?
Yes.
And the book thing?
That little drawing, yeah. Okay. So if you guys are good with it, then I'll let her know. But it still won't happen right away because it's got to wait till after the playground equipment goes in.
Okay.
All right.
Which is coming pretty quick.
Yeah, they hope to start on it next week.
Yeah, I talked to Lloyd today, and he said he was going to try to get it laid out tomorrow. And
They've got a rough spot where it's going to go, but that's not 100%, so.
Okay.
That's all I had.
Okay, thank you. Accounts and Finance, Tom, you got something?
No, I don't have anything tonight.
Okay, thank you. We'll move down to unfinished business. We've got a couple, we've got four things we need to vote on tonight. The first one is the 2022 summer maintenance for $100,000.
Motion to approve resolution 2022-6, resolution for maintenance under the Illinois Highway Code, 2022 MFT summer maintenance in the amount of $100,000.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on it?
That's just getting, you know, approval for the money for the summer maintenance. Don't know how much we're going to get to do this year with the oil prices so high, so we'll just have to see what we can get done.
So you got to come up with how many, what streets you're going to do?
They've already got a list of them already.
I got a list?
Yeah, Bobby already went through and got the list, and I believe he's talked with you too, hadn't he, Steve?
Yeah, we won't finalize just yet because we always wait until the winter's completely done. Because the reality is sometimes we have to address things that winter has brought at us. But we know that it won't be as big a project as normal because we're already hearing anticipated numbers 25 to 40% possibly higher than normal. So we'll just do what we can and we'll stay within the confines of the money we have.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next one is the facade grant for 122 North Grant Street in the amount of $5,885.
Motion to approve resolution 2022-7. A resolution authorizing execution of an agreement for city participation in facade renovation at 122 North Center Street in the amount of $5,885, and that's the city share.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. The other two articles we're going to vote on is down in new business. We just got a change order date for the new subdivision out on Line I.
Motion to approve change order number one to establish a new completion date for the Illini Drive subdivision to May 13th, 2022.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion. This normally would have been done down in November, but rain delays and weather conditions and a little bit of other construction problems made it run over into this fiscal year. So there's no money difference in the contract. It just changes the completion date. Any other discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next is the amending our ordinance for the council meeting dates.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1546, an ordinance amending section 1-6-2A of the city code of the city of Clinton, Illinois, changing council meetings from the first and third Mondays to the first and third Tuesdays.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion.
I brought it up because Tom has not been able to, you know, I mean, with COVID we got excluded. Then with Tom, he has things that he has to do on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and it just would be nice to have him looking across here at me. And I brought it up because I thought it'd be just a nicer way to do that. Gets him out of the house, brings him up here, and I'd just like to see him face to face, if that's all right, Tom.
That sounds good to me. It'd be a lot better than sitting up here in dialysis.
I'm telling you, and I'd like to see you here, so that's why.
Any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
Thank you.
This ordinance will go into effect after the end of the fiscal year, so it'll be first Tuesday in May.
Mm-hmm.
First one.
Okay. Next is that we're going to place some articles on file, fiscal year 2023 budget. We're going to place on file donations for the fireworks display in the amount of $7,000. We're going to place on file the bid for the welcome signs from K&K Graphics for $2,600. That's four of them. Right now they're wood, and we're going to move them to more weather-type plastic signs. Next, we're going to place on file the ordinance amending Chapter 8 of Title 7. That's our water rates. And the last one is the ordinance amending Chapter 9 of Title 7, the sewer rates. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Roger?
Yes.
Roger?
Oh, Tom?
Can I have 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Other Tom. Tom Reddington, and I just want to thank the city for assisting us in the project at Rotary Park this Saturday that Kaylin Smith put on for autism. I understand, John, you were there, and I had to pick a boy up from Brazil in Chicago, so I couldn't be there, but Terry Ijams did it. Steve worked with us and put two trees out there that we will pay for the autism donation and that. And I think, John, from what I hear, your discussion was very well received about thinking about it. Kaylin got this grant 3 years ago and through Rotary, and we've been negotiating when we can do it. But he is definitely affected with autism, but has been an excellent student, worked for political people over in Springfield, and went to Boise State for the American Legion. So I'm glad that our organization could do something to help recognize that. But the main thing was I brought the paper up, gave it here. Steve called me. We put in two red oak. And everything is working out, but I do appreciate, and Rotary appreciates that activity. So I think autism is a bigger problem than what I always thought it was. There's more kids out there that have it and work through it.
1 in 44.
Is that what they said?
That's
yeah.
What they're coming.
So it's important, but I do want to. You know, when you do something right, you should get some thank you. And you worked with Rotary, and we appreciate that. We are doing some work on down there on the fences and stuff for the pickleball court, but that's well used. Thank you.
We're working on that, and it's something I was going to bring up at later date. We're trying to get a resolution drawn up for autism. It was like autism week was this last week, and I want to bring Kaylin and let him explain to you a little bit about it and have a resolution. Cheryl's going to proclamation. Yeah, I always say resolution, but proclamation, and she's going to send a copy to the young lady that came to speak. If you could hear her speak, it would affect any person that really, she talks from the heart.
Right.
She's got two children that have high active, and just like Kaylin. Kaylin's going to law school. He's in the process now of going to law school. Very, very intelligent young man. And in most cases, you would never suspect or even know, but when you've known him since he was a little child, you do know. But he just functions so much higher, and their brains, I mean, they are just phenomenally smart.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the aerospace people that help put rockets in space have autism. They are just brilliant as far as mathematicians.
Yeah, they give them special places to work and everything.
Each person has their own niche that they are brilliant at. and who knows what that part is. Right. And she was just phenomenal. She talked to it, and it's from her heart. I wanted to, you know, get a chance to come in and yep. do something, but she can't be everywhere. But if we can do a proclamation and then have Kaylin come in to give him, like, Autism Month to let people have an awareness of what goes on, yes. because it is very forthright out there. I think most kids back in the day, they got accused of being ADHD.
They gave them
medicine and they put them into zombie stage, right. and it wasn't. They were just diagnosed, and the majority of them are a form of autism. And they can be brilliant, but I can't follow you. I can't be behind you and follow you. I want to be next to you. Well, that puts other kids off. They don't yeah. like that, and it puts them into a corner. And so that's the thing that needs to be brought out and explained to people that yeah. you know they are a little different. But heck, I'm different. I'm as weird yeah. as it gets. But that is the thing. And I will be getting a proclamation brought up to you and have Kaylin at least come up and speak a little bit. I think it would be very good to yeah. recognize for City of Clinton.
Terry Ijams said he didn't know a lot about it, but after he got it, he said it's fantastic what she was. But Kaylin is going to speak at Rotary tomorrow.
Awesome. So, what time are you supposed to speak with you guys?
Yeah, he's going to be there. And so, but anyway, thank you, John.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Roger.
Thanks, Tom. That. Meeting adjourned, folks. Thanks for coming.
Good night, everybody. Have a good night.
You too.
Good night.